Hi, this is Nestor.
And I'm Catherine.
We are so delighted that you tuned in today. We are going to sing James chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. But he gives more grace, therefore he says, God resists the gives grace to the humble. Therefore submit to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. See you next week.
Bye.
Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin of God's Word, Life Source Ministries Podcast. Thank you for here at godsword.eprn.us, Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. The scripture reference is taken from the book of James in the New Testament, chapter 4, verse 6, and reads thusly from the New International Version. Hear the word of God. But he gives us more grace. That is why scripture says, God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. The word of God for the people of God. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Praying, Lord, not so much that this message is a good one, but rather a message that will do some good. Amen. My topic is, depend on him for more grace. Depend on him for more grace. Grace is often thought of as elegance or refinement of movement. Writers, lexicographers, Merriam and Webster. She moves through the water with effortless grace. Grace is often a prayer or blessing offered before eating food or a meal. However, in the Bible, the word grace describes the unmerited favor of God toward man. In the New Testament, grace is most often associated in Paul with various other terms having to do with salvation. In the secular world, grace is a delay granted beyond the date set for a performance or payment, usually of a financial obligation. Scripture, however, says, God opposes the proud. Why? Because pride makes us self-centered. Pride causes us to be puffed up within ourselves, to feel more worthy than we should. It leads us to conclude that we are entitled to all that we see and all that we can tangibly touch. touch. Pride causes us to feel that we are entitled to all that we can imagine as well. Pride creates in us greedy, insatiable appetites for much more than what we need. But God wants us to be humble. He wants us to humble ourselves before Him so that we can be released from our self-centered desires and insatiable appetites. He wants us to realize our need for His approval, not for the approval of others because of the material things that we have acquired. He wants us to realize that He is a giver of good gifts, and He is a giver of good desires. Depend on God for more grace. Proverbs 16, verses 18 and 19 reads, "Pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. Better to be lowly in spirit along with the oppressed than share plunder with the proud." Proud people seldom realize that their pride is their problem. They think that they are better and smarter than other people. This kind of attitude makes it easy for them to become tripped up and headed for a fall. Depend on God for more grace. Grace is a word of multiple meanings, but today our focus is on the meaning that tells us that grace is the unmerited favor of God toward man. It is unmerited because we have done nothing to earn it. It is unmerited because we have done nothing to deserve it. God gives us His grace freely, unlike the grace that has been given or granted by our creditors to us for a financial obligation. God's grace is unlimited. His grace is unconditional. God's grace is unmerited, and it is free. God is the giver of good gifts. He is the giver of good desires. He gave us the gift of His only Son, Jesus, for our salvation and eternal life. After His death and resurrection, Jesus sent the Holy Comforter, the Holy Spirit He sent, to live within us. So ask God for good gifts and good desires as you rely on the Holy Spirit within you to help strengthen you where you may be weak. Depend on Him for more grace. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, You are a merciful God. You are full of grace. We confess our recurring weaknesses. Please forgive us of our prideful and self-centered ways. Thank You for Your forgiveness. Thank You for Your unmerited grace. We are thankful for Your Holy Spirit. Praying, Lord, that You draw the lost, the proud ones, and the skeptical ones to Yourself. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The closing song is entitled "Amazing Grace" by Diana Ross.
I need to take a moment to say hello to you. I'm not used to coming on the stage and performing for an audience without looking at your eyes and seeing your faces and saying hello. Hello, Budapest. Thank you so much. Thank you for your love. You're wonderful. Call me back sometime so I can be here with you. We'd like to do again Amazing Grace, a very special song and a very dear song for me. Okay? Thank you. Thank you. Look at your faces.
Hi, I'm Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin, host of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. Tune into my podcast at godsword.eprn.us. On the weekends, relax and catch a matinee highlight match. Highlight is entertaining and has a deep cultural heritage. We are proud to bring Magic City Highlight to Exquisite Podcast Radio Network.
It's a great feeling seeing your Chime app notification on your mobile device. When you receive direct deposits in your Chime account, you're in total control of your finances. It's banking without the fees. Sign up with my referral link and you and I receive $50.
What?
That's right. You and I receive a referral bonus of $50 after sign up and direct deposit activation. Use referral link chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin. That's chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin. It's that simple and it's free. It only takes about 2 to 3 minutes to complete, and you'll be on your way to being in total control of your finances. You'll start building a positive reflection of your credit history, and that will really make a difference. Referring friends and family to the Chime family is one of the most financially rewarding experiences anyone could have. Sign up today. Chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. www.eprn.us.